Welcome to Windows into Eternity with Al Mean. This hour you will receive powerful revelations of a world where mystery and miracles are commonplace. Here's your host, Al Mean.
Good evening, everyone. Thank you for joining us. This is Jan, and I welcome two guests this evening who've been with us before, but I'm very happy to have them back. We have Sandra with us and Michael. Good evening.
Hello. Hi, everybody.
Hi.
I'm very excited that we have them with us because they are two people who are practitioners of Belbaspata, which is a healing modality that Almin brought through, and we will be telling you much more about that. But the exciting thing about what they want to share with us tonight is there's something for any level of Belbaspata practitioner, from brand new beginning to someone who's been working with it for a while. And even if you're only practicing with your friends or your family, they're going to share with us how they have built a new way to do work that they do, which is with this healing modality of Belbaspata. So they're going to share their secrets and what they've done to just really to get this going and to switch from other modalities to this particular one and solely focus on this one. So do either of you have any desire to go first? Let me ask you that.
Well, I think I'm going to go first.
Okay.
Just because... our story, Michael and I, we've been working together ever since we've been initiated in Toronto in 2007, and I don't have, prior to Belbaspata, any healing modality, or I was not a holistic practitioner or anything to do with healing at all. I was actually pulled out from the corporate world in sales and just... followed marching orders from the infinite, and to definitely make this me, myself, and the frequencies. It's not anymore the Belbaspata frequencies. I feel I'm one with the frequencies. There is really no gap, and this is what I encourage everybody to learn and to take charge and be responsible for and accountable for ourselves. You don't have to have a practice in order to acquire level one, level two, and mastery and grand mastery, which are the four levels of Belbaspata. You can
thank
start
you for sharing that. I want to ask you, excuse me, I didn't mean to run over
sure.
top of you. I want to ask you, this is even better because you were previously not doing any work
no.
with any sort of healing modality, as you shared. And tell us, really, if you'd like, and I can share too if you like, but tell us how Belbaspata works. What sort of a healing modality is it for all of our listeners who may be new and have never heard of it before?
Yes, I'd be glad to explain in my words how I explain to other people, because I feel that part of our work as light workers working directly with Almin is to break down in little pieces for others, for the rest of humanity, how this vast work that we're doing, so they can comprehend and digest the information in a more simple way. So at the present time, Jan, I'm bringing Belbaspata in a format that I have found more successful than in the past, which is doing lectures. They call it in Quebec conferences, but it's lectures, and I give a demonstration of the healing, and the first part is composed. It's about 2 hours, the whole setup, and I start by introducing Almin and who she is and my personal experience, how she has transformed my life and how I have ended up here in front of all of them. And I explain Belbaspata. I start by explaining this is in the angelic languages. It means healing of the heart, and it works with light and frequency, because in the cycle that we are, the tools that we had in the past no longer work. We were in the cycle of energy where matter, opposite matter, was attracting. And now we have moved since February 2005 to a cycle of light and frequency, or a cycle of sameness, where light attracts alike. So I take them step by step into what this is about, and it doesn't matter if they do not comprehend everything, because when they receive the frequencies of the angelic realm in their physical bodies, and it works at every level, not only with the physical body, but at emotional, mental, spiritual, all the bodies together. And the beauty of Belvaspita is that we don't even have to think about it. We don't even have to know how it works, because it works regardless if we understand or not. There's nothing to understand with the head, just with the heart.
Yes, very important. So I find, too, when I work with people in different ways we can do sessions, we can be with the person physically, just as if we would be doing a massage or something. We can be in a room with the person lying on a massage table, for example.
Yes.
Or we can work long distance. Actually, I had a session tonight with someone with doing long distance. So no matter if a person understands or knows about it, is present or not present physically, they still can receive the benefits of it.
Yes.
Can you tell me, I like how you shared how you're doing, sort of building your practice with teaching and having lecture format. Do you have any other practical steps that you can share that you have done to promote yourself in this Belvaspita?
Yes, Jen. Thank you, yes. So doing the conferences, the lectures, and doing the demonstrations in stores, the spiritual spots, spiritual places, I contact the owner of the place, and then they organize the event for me. And after that, people become interested in getting on one, like a personal treatment. And I have found, also through Michael's guidance, because he's the one, you're here, he has all the background, all the technical and scientific background to support this. And he all suggested, and I've been practicing, he has also been practicing, but I have even taken 4 and 5 people treated at the same time. And it is extremely powerful. And everybody just goes into oneness. Everybody goes into oneness, and it doesn't matter if you're one body or the next body. Everybody's receiving simultaneously, because there is no gap between time, or there's no space. As we know, this is just a peculiarity of our vision, but it really works exponentially. So after I do the conferences and the lectures and the demonstration, people become either interested in taking the workshop or booking a session. I actually had a very interesting experience when I was working on 4 people and the next in the evening and the next in a treatment, and the next morning I was to start a Belvaspita workshop. So out of the 4 people, 1 was already signed up for the workshop, and 2 signed up after 1 treatment to become level 1 and level 2 initiate. Just
that's
one
exciting
treatment.
Isn't it?
It is, but you know, when you know in your heart, there's no convincing of any kind. You just know your truth.
They resonate, and they just know that it feels correct.
Yes, and actually one of those ladies is coming on the cruise. And her name in French is Angel. Angel in French.
Oh, that's wonderful.
So
I want to mention, too, Almeen will be joining us this evening with 3 transmissions. And this has been an exciting change in our show, and I neglected to mention that. So I wanted to get that out there so people will know they can look forward to that. We have, as I said, 3 this evening, and 2 are from Lyra, transmissions from the planet Lyra, and 1 is from Topf. So these are aspects of the beautiful interstellar mysticism that's been coming through, and these beautiful beings and planets sharing with us their culture and their art and their writing and their experience of life. So we have that to look forward to.
That's amazing. That's a great surprise.
Yes, wonderful.
Thank you. That's wonderful. So I also want to just to mention that we have in the past done shows, like health shows, and most recently I have done in November, and it's been very successful. And as a result of that, I have started my own healing circle in my home, and I am running it every month, and it's very exciting because I'm going on the third month, and people are starting to ask me if they can bring a friend. So this is just to give the frequencies to everybody that is ready, and it's my joy and delight to do this for us. And it's really people are just getting more and more ready. So doing public lectures, doing your own healing circles, doing shows, and just giving yourself a very, it always comes back to you exponentially. So, and I have also done a couple of things, product, and we haven't really taken it full force, but we are very excited about the remedies, the Belvaspata remedies that Michael is preparing. And so they work with the sigils, they're sort of homeopathic remedies. And
is this with the alchemy that he's created these?
No. Michael, you want to talk a little bit about it?
Sure.
We have Michael, hi. I don't want to speak on top of you. We're going to break away in a few minutes to do a transmission from Almin. So what about if I have you get started, but then we'll know you can come back and finish once she is finished speaking with us.
Okay, sure. What I'll do, I'll just speak briefly to the point that Sandra was making. And what that was that we created, like with the basic remedies of Belvaspata, incorporating for example, the emotional pairs or the states of being, the rays of light, like we would imprint a specific ray of light, like say the sigil for emotional health as an example, with a little label, and give it to the person after their treatment as one, a way for them to continue to entrain that frequency, if you like. Also, what we're talking about, practice building, that's a way to spread the word, because people, have these little bottles sitting on their counter, or they, someone else can see them and has the name and phone number on it. They may trigger something. So, there's really an infinite number of ways to create little ideas or little ways of creating a little more of a buzz, let's say, within your own practice or within your own group of people that you're treating in circle of friends, et cetera. That was one example.
Thank you. I wanted to mention also that one of the things we have learned in the Academy of Alchemy for people who have been on that online course is that with making the holy waters and the essences and the oils, that you are putting this alchemy in there, which, again, you can implement with your practice of Belvaspata. And like you're saying with this product you have created, you can give this to the person. They take it home with them. It's something they feel they're participating in, their own. They're empowered because they're participating in their own work to create this healing situation for themselves. And this is one way that we can do it. Also, some of the advanced specialty, for lack of a better name, I'm kind of calling basic Belvaspata and advanced or specialty modalities of Belvaspata. So you can also sort of fine-tune your skills and maybe practice a particular one of those advanced modalities like the chronic disease or Kinesh Belvaspata or the alchemical sound healing. So that's another tool. And Almin is also newly creating a Belvaspata business plan where she's kind of gathering these ideas for ways for us to build our practices and to promote some of the practical ways to do that. So she's mm-hmm. going to be creating some more products around that idea. One of them is she just recently made. It's not quite up for sale yet. We thought it might be, but very soon. It's a Belvaspita CD that's called Healing of Angels, and that will be on the School of Arcana store. And that's going to be a wonderful CD of her reading the angel names. So that can be playing, you know, while a person is doing sessions, and there's some beautiful ambient music along with that also. Mm-hmm. So with that note, I'm going to ask if we can have our first transmission of the evening from our beloved Almeen.
Okay, that's lovely. Thank you, Jen.
Before we get back to the discussion with Sandra and Michael.
Nesekri kiva kakwakunu atakanai yekidit. Purushka takatapah. Nirka kataka. Isikbekiti. Ukunu ukutu hutikaka. Itbetiki yahanata. Usruh nesvikatabakatu kunu huzik. Ikitikita. Usruh nasakabatikite. Utaknak. Bekiterik. Marhutu. Sakit nih ketika bahu tu kutu narak. Sehena kutu nanaye amaka hayi kak kutu. Nisikite bahuruku. For long have we observed humanity, not understanding how they can function at all. The star races are each like color in their expression. But humankind is like a white light containing all colors. We have hoped that humanity shall be able to keep it together, to hold on and survive. For such passion can bring great joy. Berikatatakine mesakarak, utuh merisak. We thought you were our children. Then we uncovered that we are yours. Pisarak mispah unu, rekbeketik, anarakata ha usik. Misikite para ukutukun meiktik. Narak sarakazu atana ize ay kuhak vanak. Sirikipitaka humekite. Our destinies are entwined. And now a time of joyous reunion with the star races that have been speaking to you through the glyphs in your crops of your fields is to take place, and as all bring their parts of the equation, a tremendous growth spurt of light shall come to Earth and humanity. Kirabate kine rak usut kinishah tanarat ikisihah bak defini itu uhuruk nisarak. As humanity blossoms and thrives in this renaissance that is taking place due to our reunion, so the earth too shall be restored to flourish and its soil be made whole.
Wow, that was an amazing transmission. Thank you, Almeen. I want to just direct everyone to a site that we have for Belvaspita. That's Almeen's website for Belvaspita, and it's www.belvaspita.org. On that, there's a wonderful tool for both people who want to receive Belvaspita and for people who want to promote the fact that they work with Belvaspita. There's a master and grandmaster directory on that site. and you can get on there. You can get all the paperwork, electronic paperwork that you need to fill out in order to participate on this site. You have to be a master or grandmaster level Bhavaspatara practitioner to be listed on this site. And there's an annual fee that you pay, a dues sort of, to be on this site. You can list your contact information, phone number, email address. If you have a website that is solely dedicated to Bhavaspatara, that can also be listed there. And because we have an international family of lightworkers and Bhavaspatara masters, please do list if you speak a foreign language and can work with people in, you know, another language, because that's very helpful for people when they go to that site. All right. I want to mention, I know, Sandra, I want to ask you in particular, because I know you've seen this, there's a new tool out that Bhavaspatara masters can also use called, anyone can use, but it can be an additional practice building tool for us. It's called Irashasa Yoga, and it's the Song of Life Yoga. Can you tell me, and Michael, I don't know if you've gotten to experience it yet or not. We'll all be able to pretty soon. It will probably be up for sale next week. But it's the yoga of abundance, and it assists with opening the 144 gates in the body with different postures, pressure, and tapping. And there's an elixir that plays with each one. There's 26 different of the postures, pressures, or tapping. And you just do the posture, listen to the sound elixir, and do the next one. So it's very effortless. You don't have to be an athlete to do it. And it helps with detoxifying and removing the blockages that are at these gates so that our bodies can be self-regenerating and self-rejuvenating. So it's a wonderful tool for ourselves to use to keep ourselves in our clarity and ever clearing, and also for our clients. This is something that we could give them to take home with them and do to support their sessions with us. Sandra, can you share with us your experience with it?
Yes, thank you, Jan. Yes, I did one session with Diane in Quebec. I had the wonderful opportunity to try it, and it really felt that my body was clearing and releasing tension and tightness, and it is very friendly to do. I am a former yoga practitioner of Kundalini, and it's a wonderful modality, but the Irashasattva is very easy, and it's wonderful. The sounds and every pose, they're just enhancing, and every single one is, it's so different and so beautiful. I felt that I connected at different levels with each sound, and it is very, very easy to perform. It's just the tapping. I think it's about at least half of it, and that's all you have to do is pay attention how you end the tapping. That's basically, and the points are very important. So I am so looking forward to it, because I have students waiting for me to start teaching.
I know you do. Children also, isn't that correct?
Children? I was just offered the Montessori school, and I also have a place, a boutique close to Niagara Falls, that they only do yoga, and I already went to talk to them. And everybody is so excited, and even people that are not into yoga, I know they will be very, very attracted and compelled to try it and shift their lives with sound, which is what one of the gifts that we are getting, not only the physical, but with the sound, so at a deeper shifting.
Yes, and the way these elixirs work, as you're doing either the pose, the posture, or the pressure, or the tapping, the sound elixir is playing,
yes,
which Almin has channeled directly from the infinite.
Yes.
It's the angelic frequencies. This information has been held by the angelic kingdom. And it, with the black and white light combining to balance through the listening to these elixirs, it's effortless and graceful way to dissolve these things and to clear. So it's a beautiful tool, as you said, even for people who aren't, you know, really yoga people, you know, so to speak right now. It's something that I think they'll be very attracted to. So that's going to be available very soon. Also, I want to mention, and I know you too have probably heard of this, I know many people have been asking about it, there's a maintenance Bhavaspata, which is a way that we will work with our clients, even after if they only have one session with us, we will continue to work with them for a six-month period with this program. And there's not too many, if any, I can't think of any,
Yes,
I'm going to continue to work with you to support, you know, what you have initially began with the healing session. So that will also be available soon. We're working on that right now, getting all the work together and getting ready to be able to make that available to everyone. So I'm excited about that.
Yes.
So many new things.
Yes.
Very exciting. Michael, can you tell us, I know I want to let everybody possibly hear a little bit about your background, what sort of a practice you have and how you've moved into working with Bhavaspata.
Okay, what kind of a practice I have or what kind of
there you go. Tell us a little bit about your history and what sort of a practice you have been working with, and then now you're more currently, you know, working with Bhavaspata and building your practice around that. Does that make more sense as a question?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay,
absolutely.
Thanks.
So, Great. Yeah, in contrast to Sandra then, who started with Bhavaspata from nothing, I come at it from a different perspective in that I was already practicing in the healing, you know, quote-unquote healing profession. I was doing treatment. I was an acupuncturist, but I specialized in treatment of chronic disease, particularly like chronic allergy and infection type problems. So there was, in a way, already the background was kind of in place, because when you're treating immune problems or allergies, at least there's a philosophy that the body is responding in an inappropriate way, meaning the thing, the offender, is harmless, mostly harmless, and it's the response of the person that is, let's say, inappropriate or over-responding or under-responding, this kind of thing. But there's still a kind of a belief that when you engage with a patient, they come in and it's like, okay, this is what's happening, and let me fix you, so to speak. So the big change that happened with me with Bhavaspata philosophically was the concept of, one, the disease is illusion, which essentially means there's something in this for you. It's not just happening to you in a kind of victimizing way, but it's a signal that something needs to change. If you're experiencing symptoms, if you're experiencing pain,
yeah,
it's a signal to stop what you're doing, reassess, and see what needs to change. Now, obviously, when a person is traumatized, it's very difficult to adopt that perspective. So we have this incredible tool which actually creates a kind of suspension, if you like, of that pattern, so that they're given a glimpse into greater possibilities for themselves. So that's kind of what I came from, and then the shift into Bhavaspata. Does that answer the question?
It does, and I love the way you explain that. That's really what I tell people also. Our bodies are trying to be, they're us, they're our friend, we are one. So our bodies are desperately trying to tell us when something pops up, a pain, an allergy, any sort of situation, when it pops up, it's our body saying, hey, pay attention, you know, I need a little assistance here.
Right.
And the people who seem to, the people who seem to do the best are the ones who can understand that, and then there's an insight to be gained. So the Belvas Bata assists with this expansion so they can kind of get a little perspective on the situation. That's beautiful the way you said that. Now, how do you find your practice changing since you're working more with the Belvas Bata? What are you doing in terms of promoting yourself? Do you have any suggestions for people, how they might promote themselves? What has worked for you?
Okay, absolutely. So, again, in contrast to Sandra, well, I mean, both of us have worked together in terms of the marketing side, where you go out and promote what you're doing. But in my case, I've worked probably mostly from within my own practice, meaning almost 90 to 100% of the new business I get is word of mouth. So it's the people who are already within the practice who are building the practice, who are referring like their friends and family and that kind of thing. So for me, the best, absolutely the best practice building tool is the educational side of it, which is what we just talked about, the philosophy, but not, I mean, the philosophy, you have to have that. That's kind of the what. But I mean more the why. Like, why is this important to you? In other words, ways to build value into it. And there's so many ways to do it. I mean, obviously through dialogue, kind of along the lines of what we just talked about. Like, you know, what is there possibly in this that has value? But there's a lot of other ways. Like, I'll just give a couple briefly. Like, my background as an acupuncturist, there's a lot of pressure points or trigger points or things like that. So you could just do 5 minutes or even less before and after where you palpate certain parts of the body. Just even like the sternocleidomastoid, which is a muscle up on the neck, or you can take a joint and just, like the ankle, and just assess it, like move it around and sort of show the person where there's like a restriction or where there's resistance to life, as we call it. Do the session and then go back and just reassess again. Again, just takes a few minutes, and the differences are so dramatic, but it just for the person, sets something that they can't argue away afterwards, if you know what I mean. Like, they have this wonderful experience.
Yeah.
But that's really concrete. And then you can just see, you know, their mouths open and they're like, you know, kind of shocked. Even though they feel a lot happening most of the time, it's just another way to, like I said, build value into it so that they are having these reasons why they should continue to come. Like, there's a benefit, an obvious benefit to them that isn't dependent on getting rid of a symptom. It has its own value. It's about optimizing the function, and they can kind of get to understand that through these kinds of techniques. There's a lot.
That's excellent.
Yeah.
Because people know they feel relaxed, or they feel, you know,
They feel relaxed.
But they know they feel, you know, they feel a release of that. But that's a great, simple tool.
And that ties into another tool that you were talking about, Elmine, developing, which is a little dictionary of the language of pain. So, you know, for example, like the left shoulder's hurting. So she is putting together, I believe, something like that, and that's another tool.
Yes,
so you can dialogue. And then I was just going to say one more thing, which ties in with that, for me as a practice building tool, because for me a lot of people that come in these days have more and more kind of awakened perspectives already in place. So they will talk about things like, oh, that's a choice, or they'll talk about things in that way. But if you dig into it a little deeper, they're really not living it. And so for me, another really big tool is all the courses and all the information that Elmine has provided for us to use the courses ourselves, because people respond to the frequency, and they somehow intuitively sense that the person isn't just talking about it because they're having an experience. And I'll just give a quick story about that if we have time.
Sure, we're going to move when you're finished. We're going to move into one, another one of our transmissions. Well, that one will be from Lyra also. So when you're finished, we'll do that.
Okay, do you want to do the
transmission? So go ahead and share. No, go ahead and share. Yeah, go ahead and tell your story, and we'll give our sound person a chance to get that one up for us. So please, go ahead.
Okay, so this really started to come home for me after an experience I had, which happened to be immediately following a pod, so a week-long class with Almeen here in Toronto, which ended on Friday. So Saturday I had scheduled, like, a fairly busy day for myself, say half a day or three-quarters of a day. And after the pod experience, you can feel pretty fantastic. And also the next day, possibly not that ambitious about taking on a whole lot. So I kind of said to myself, okay, I have all these people coming in. I'm just going to kind of take it easy on them today, which was kind of in contrast to really wanting to, you know, do a lot and make change for people. I said, today, you know, I'm kind of at my limit. I'm just going to do like a level one, two, do some emotional pairs, this kind of thing, just a basic treatment for everybody. And to my surprise, I was having unbelievable changes occurring. I'd be sitting there, and people would, like, look up with these, like, eyes filled with tears and having all kinds of emotional releases. And you could see, like, the tension just dropping out of their bodies. And that's when I realized I'm actually doing more because I'm more in that place myself. I'm living it at a deeper level than I am, even though I may say, okay, today I'm going to do a lot. And I actually found that feeling, when it comes up, is actually compensating for this feeling of not being enough wherever I am. So that kind of ties into it, but we ourselves are on the path or walking this path. So for me to be committed to it in that way, to really live it, is an incredible practice building tool, because people have experiences beyond any experience that they have anywhere else, no matter who they are or where they're coming from. And just that knowledge that when they move outside of those lower bodies, that things really shift in a humble way, like a humble, you know, acknowledgement of it, is an incredible practice building tool, because it creates a trust with the patient.
Yes, people know there's substance to what you're doing. You know, you're not just doing something that you read a book about. You're living it, as you said. That's very, very beautiful story. Well, thank you for sharing that. Let's have our next transmission from Almeen, please. This again is Lyra. Transmission from Lyra.
Marikita kanau su tutemini itaparaha. Ikitita kaut kunuri ara apatike. Isara kanau su tu rapati e kanama ukatekepe apakatakana higitike haie. Have you wondered where the inspiration for your entertainment comes from? The media that you watch on the screens are from us to prepare you for concepts to come, that you not be afraid of the alien races that now are permitted to contact you again, for the infinite's embodiment has told us now is the time. Twelve known star systems shall speak to you. the 12 plus the 12 unseen ones to your naked eye are the 24 root races that came from man. From them, all other races came. Through our art, you shall know our hearts. Through our words, you shall see us with your soul.
Wow, these are some amazing transmissions. Thank you, Almeen, for that. Whew, this, we really are seeing this, aren't we? Where, you know, movies like Avatar, some of our Stargate, of course, Star Trek was leading the advance guard there with all the different races and, I can't think of the movie that was out that was, that went right out. But just movies and TV shows, you know, leading the way here. So when we have these beings contact us and interact with us, we'll be welcoming and ready for it. I want to tell people about a beautiful site that we have that you can access easily from the Spiritual Journeys homepage, which is www.spiritualjourneys.com, and it's called Angel Sound Healing. It's angelsoundhealing.com, and there's a interstellar link there where you can pull up a list of the interstellar sound elixirs that Almeen created. And there is also a spot where you can get into the gallery link on that site, and it gives a little bit longer explanation of each of those, where they came from. And there's also some art there that one of our sisters, Karen, made, some original art for each one of those planets. And in addition, I want to share our interstellar mysticism course, which we're very proud of and will be beginning on February 1st. You can register for that. And it again features these elixirs that Almeen mentioned, the 12 known and the 12 hidden planets elixirs. And these elixirs are frequency-based. They assist with the balancing of the black and white light. They balance effects of nanotechnology, which is mind-controlling technology, some of the HARP and some different things that have been done to affect people when they're not even aware of it. Also, it helps with the healing of exposure to vaccinations and radiation. And one of the added benefits, very important, is that it unlocks higher faculties of mind. You can register and pay for that course on, I'm sorry, you can't register, but you can pay for that course on the schoolofarcana.org, or you can also go to our home website and you can access the course on the, from that site directly. There's an, applied mysticism link and you can get on there and register for it. So, I'm going to ask both of you, go ahead and share. I wanted to ask you a question of if you had anything in particular you wanted to share.
Well, I just wanted to share. I don't know. Yeah, and it's just like I'm feeling the tickle in my belly to share this, because ties into the renaissance of man and the gift of the star galaxies. After the last class here in Toronto in October, I painted 3 canvases in 2 weeks.
Oh.
I've done, and they are 3 trees. So I feel as there is something, because we were talking about trees in the last class, and I haven't touched a canvas in 2 years, and suddenly I have these amazing 3 trees that I'm looking at.
Wow.
And I felt one, it's a galactic tree, and it's like on an angle, like flying. It has different leaves, and I didn't know what was going on. So that's like my own testimonial. Yes.
So it's this information coming through you, and these star races, as Almeen spoke in her transmission there, it's a family tree, basically, where they thought we came from them, they have come from us. It's like these.
Yeah, that was
all these
so unbelievable.
Races
yes.
Through us. Yeah. pretty amazing. We've sort of felt like these, you know, long-lost relatives, I guess, and that we were wanting to go home, when here all these beings are coming to us, and it feels like that, doesn't it? It feels like
yes.
a homecoming.
Yeah.
You hear these music and art
yes.
and writings, and it's sort of like meeting your long-lost cousin. It's really
yes.
beautiful.
Yes,
thank
indeed.
Thank you for sharing that. I would like to see that.
Yes, I think I have.
I didn't realize you're an artist.
Yes, yes, I will probably take the pictures and bring it to for tomorrow when we're together.
Yeah, let's tell them where we're going. We're going to be traveling to Sedona tomorrow to attend a class with Almeen. That is the 21st through the 23rd. She's going to speak tomorrow evening, the 20th. At a local bookstore there, I believe. And then our class will begin on the 21st. Then we're going to be going on the Mexican cruise, and I'm sure I probably have somewhere how the heck you get on there and sign up for that. I would tell people just please go to the Spiritual Journeys website, and there's a link for where to study with Almeen, and actually I'll get on there real fast and then I can tell people. To find out about the class in Sedona, you can get on www.almeensedona.com, and the facilitator is Joanne. She's got her phone number there. It's not too late to sign up for that. And also there is this cruise that will be happening along the Mexican Riviera, and I think it probably is too late to join that, but one of the exciting things is we're going to talk about secrets of the human race and some hidden information that Almeen is going to share with us. So I bet that will probably be available to other students in some form or another, so that's something they can be keeping an eye out for.
Yes.
So,
yeah.
Either of you, or both of you, do you have anything else you'd like to share in particular? How you live your, I know, Michael, that was very beautiful as we were discussing how you, with your practice, people know you're living this. So, you know, even just our practice is a way that we integrate the teachings that we study with Almeen. But if either of you have another story to share, we have just probably about a minute apiece, and then we'll go into our last transmission. That's not very long, but
no. No, well, I just, when I start talking about Belvaspata and, another gift from Belvaspata, and suddenly it's like I have mentioned, I don't know how many gifts, but one of the amazing gifts of Belvaspata is that in the sigils we find particles of awareness. In other words, of presence, that they really give us the gift of presence, of being present in our bodies. So we don't have to try to meditate or try to silence the mind, because this is like an amazing tool to bring us back into our body and raise our consciousness effortlessly.
That's a very good point. And our connection with Source, I mean, we are
yes.
the one being. It's like helping us realize that through this presence within us. Very beautiful. Thank
yes.
you.
Thank you.
Michael,
thank you
for joining us this evening, Sandra, too. And I'm going to ask Michael, did you have anything you wanted to share as we wrap up our show tonight, Michael?
Thanks, Jan. Yeah, I was just going to, restate or encourage again. If there's people out there who are, say, doing some Belvaspata, and would like to have a practice, or there's people who are using other modalities and are interested in Belvaspata, I would just like to say my own experience has been 100% positive. What I was living in terms of my work just a few years ago, and this feeling of people absolutely needing me to fix them and me not realizing how that was meeting my own needs, if you know what I mean.
Yes.
And to be free of that and to just be bringing this positive experience where whatever comes through the door, you know, is a blessing. And even though it may not always feel nice, by the time the session is over, there's just an incredible freedom to it. And there's such a freedom from being free of this fixing and the dialogue of pain and bad things happening, and shifting it to a different conversation that is more empowering to the person.
Empowering.
And
yes.
More empowering to the patient. It's a subtle shift, but it's so worth making.
Michael, that is beautiful. I hear Sunder saying,
we're both going,
felt that. Go ahead.
Yeah, I just want to say this, Jan, Almin's book is Life of Miracles, and I thought it was the title of her book, and now I can tell you from the depths of my heart, it is my life. My life is a life of miracles.
Oh, Sandra, I so feel the same, and I can hear that in Michael also.
Yes.
It's like you're not saving anybody. You're empowering by living your joy, your passion, your mastery.
Yes.
You're not attached to saving, fixing, you know, doing anything. You're enabling and empowering people to do that for themselves, which is how we all grow and all
flourish.
Thank you both so much.
Thank you.
I look forward to seeing you both.
Yes.
And Sandra,
I'll see you in a few hours.
All right. Thank you all for joining us, and we're going to have our last transmission from Almin.
Thank you.
Uni ifto kaiki yakatak na umanat. Umin ka hita. Ia yakatavka inak uia. Smakataka unak uia unak pf. Ufia. Ufia kanu patang kanki. Hidden planets, like hidden jewels, around the earth do lie, since eons ago, in invisibility they hide. Ipkatakukulu hihikanak, atzka atzka uptski niyama upt, ivikepaka uanak makisti. Can haji hanakiti anakapit usituk ikdiktak anatan. The hidden planets bring great gifts to humankind. Indispensable are they, for that which was separated must be joined together. Each visible planet has an invisible counterpart, and in harmony and in unison must they function for wholeness to be among the star races. Sipikanak utikanichak upt itakatak ninitpatak. Manik Ukumuyaka Nusutubakata Ufkabatitak Manat Itakatsuchia. When all is brought into balance and healing has come to the invisible and visible planets, all star beings and planets shall sing again with joy and harmony. The earth holds the key. Sikatakana hiti a uhukana. Bifafafakio kanatsa iya. Kuchikia kamatu ukuteke. It is the conductor of the orchestra. In great amounts of knowledge, shall come to Earth from star races when the key is turned and the Earth sings a song that is tuned. Itzakaknuhiya minatska a etike ahut iskahu itzkahiya kanats istapakuhiya isiyokotoknu utakakte yamat. And so it shall be that the female planets, which are the hidden ones, and the male planets, shall form unified fields, and all join as one. And the earth shall hold them, like a serpent surrounds its own eggs. And so, peace shall come to humankind through the alchemical equation of these unified fields. Sikanakskahiya uvata nishakuna itikitgava nifiafapkutuhna sakts sikutskahiya. And once again, the eyes of man shall be opened to see into the hidden realms, that open communication can come with his star brothers. But this cannot happen until he knows himself and the divine that dwells within. Sichkak ni tikaya uv kiknak mashkaya nusat. Else he shall follow the star seed's words because of their abilities that he thinks he does not have, when he is indeed the parent race.
We hope you've enjoyed today's show, Windows into Eternity with Al Mee. Please join us again next week. Thank you.